"What's next up your sleeve, Madge?" Liz asked. "Some strokes. Let's start with you and move to your left. Tell the group what you like about Millie."
"Her generosity," Liz said readily.
"Liz is right. You're a generous person," Madge said.
"What I like about Chris is her good heart."
"She's such a lovely girl. That's what I like about Diana. So sweet and gentle. Someone I'd like to have for a daughter."
Diana, very moved, looked at Chris, moisture coming to her eyes. Chris was no older than her mid-40s, yet the lonely old woman in her was already visible. Diana took Chris's hand and squeezed it. She cleared her throat and looked at Lane.
"What I like about Lane is her appreciation of life, and that she wants her life to have meaning."
"Anybody besides me want more drink?" Liz got to her feet with difficulty.
"Somebody toss a log on the fire."
"Like more wine?" Diana asked as Lane selected a log.
"No, I've got plenty, thanks."
Lane threw a log on the fire.
"Anybody want grass?" Madge was rummaging through her purse. Madge lit a joint and passed it to Chris. To Diana's surprise, Chris took a deep drag and passed it to her, explaining apologetically, "Everybody I know in San Francisco smokes. I finally tried it, and I must confess I like it better than alcohol." Diana passed the joint to Lane, who gave it to Liz. Liz said sweetly, "You girls don't indulge?"
"It makes me stupid and sleepy," Diana said.
"I like wine," Lane said.
Liz took a long drag, inhaled deeply.
"If you ask me, our dear little barrister doesn't want to be a lawbreaker, that's all. She doesn't smoke, drink, or swear, if you notice. But you're not too pure to fuck, are you, dear?"
"No," Lane said calmly.
"And fuck a lot, too. Really fuck up a storm."
"Liz, stop that," Chris said. "You're being nasty. Perfectly nasty, and for no reason."
Madge was looking cautiously from Lane to Liz.
"Now we repay the strokes we've just received with a negative."